The spiritual, the paranormal, angels,
demons,
off-worlders,
UFOs,
conspiracies,
weird weather, seen and the unseen. It's Sight Unseen with your host, psychic and medium, Danielle Agnew.
Hey everybody, it's Sight Unseen. I'm your host, Danielle Agnew, just like that guy said. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Sight Unseen on this fantastic Wednesday. We are almost out of Mercury retrograde. Yay!
Yay!
I know, right? Today we have a very special guest, not only one of my dearest friends that goes back about 150 million years, although we look
at least
right?
Once, yeah, give or take a few million.
That's what we look amazing for Paleolithic, I'm just saying.
Oh yeah.
So, okay. But I not only is this woman an incredible human being, however, she is also one of my very favorite intuitives. She does not like the word psychic, so I'm going to say intuitive. And you may recognize her, not only from her voice, because she has also sat in with my co-host Roy Pack on his wonderful show, The Earthship, but you might also recognize her voice from...
Danielle, get out of there!
Yeah, get out of there! Close the door! Close the door!
Close the damn door!
From my film, Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, please welcome to Sight Unseen my wonderful guest, Tammy Melhoff.
Oh, thank you, Danielle. It's so awesome to be here.
It's awesome to have you.
It's been like a dream. It's like since you started this show, it's like, please ask me to be on. Please. I've been like psychically stalking you. Please ask me to be on. Please ask me to be on.
Well, now let me tell you something. You are actually going to be on. And on and on and on and on and on.
Of course. I hope so.
Yes.
Yes.
You are so diverse, and we'll get into some of you and why you're so diverse in just a minute here. I want people to know that not only are you on today and you're an intuitive, obviously I'm your psychic medium human who is helming the first chair
she
here.
She is your psychic friend, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm your psychic friend. But our mtradio.net phone lines are up and operating, back in the saddle again. Last Wednesday we were having some difficulties because they were digging up the phone lines outside of the studio. But this show, we are open for your calls, guys. So as you are listening, remember that you can call in for psychic and intuitive advice. You're going to get two psychics for the price of one tonight. So go ahead and call in. That's area code 406-545-4496, option one at our mtradio.net studios. So as Tammy and I go along here, feel free to call in with your opinions, your feelings, and your questions. One of the things I want to frame up for our listeners, Tammy, is that there's so much about you that is so diverse and interesting. I'm going to start with Montgomery House.
Okay.
Because obviously that's the documentary that I produced and directed back in 2009.
Has it been 2009?
I know, right?
Oh my God. It doesn't seem like it's been that long.
I know. It's weird. This year is like whoosh. And then last year was like whoosh. So you were obviously, as folks who have seen the film will know, the intuitive who did a remote reading from over 900 miles away through a webcam. Now, I want listeners to know this. When I was filming Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, never before in any media format, and I know this because I researched it a lot before I did it, never before had an investigative team had a psychic come on just via webcam and give a reading of a location. Or an intuitive. Pardon me, Tammy.
That's okay.
I know.
Psychic, intuitive, you know, tomato, tomato.
Whatever. Let's call the whole thing off. So in this, I was, of course, the psychic on the scene at Montgomery House. We had a camera crew at Montgomery House. We had two of them, actually. That was in Kalama, Washington. A very haunted location still out there, Montgomery House. Then you, at the time, Tammy, you were back here in Billings, Montana.
Mm-hmm.
So we had two camera people filming you live as I took around a laptop computer and showed you the location out in Kalama and asked you for your intuitive hits.
Yes, and I was the disembodied head of the... I did not. You walked me around like the disembodied head. Yes.
Yes, I did. It was fascinating.
Actually, it was kind of cool.
I mean, and it was neat to actually pull you up on this investigation because obviously I had gone through the house, psychically let everybody know what I thought. We also had Roy Wilson, the late Roy Wilson, bless his heart, who was the spiritual leader for the Cowlitz Nation.
He's here right now.
Roy will be with, yes, Roy Wilson, not Roy Pack,
no, no, no.
Coming
I
up
mean,
on the next.
Roy Wilson is here with you right now.
Oh, that's fabulous.
I sense this.
This is awesome.
I do. I sense that. Yeah, I think, I don't know. I just see this like kind of weird not weird, I'm sorry, that's a really, really bad word for it, but just kind of this very peaceful kind of white.
Ooh, yeah. I just got chills up my back. Well, that's awesome. Yeah.
So,
well,
Hi, Roy.
This is exciting. Roy Wilson, of course, the late Cowlitz Indian chief who passed, was also very spiritually sensitive. Mm-hmm. I'm getting warm fuzzies up my back. That's a great feeling. Okay. Right on. Hello, Chief Wilson. You. Right? So this, do you see why I have her on the show, you guys? She does. She's no slouch. So while we were doing this and I was walking you through, explain to listeners what it felt like to do a psychic reading on a location that I had not fed you information from, except for this is a bed and breakfast. Explain what that felt like.
Okay, first of all, let me just set this up for those skeptics out there. Danielle and I talk at least on a weekly basis. That whole month that she was in Kalama shooting, I did not speak to her. And that was chilling because I don't normally get out of contact with Danielle.
Right.
I don't often get not talk to you, right? So a whole month goes by and then you finally contact me the night before and you said, okay, be ready to go at this time. And you told me nothing at all about this place.
That is correct.
The only thing you told me was that it was a bed and breakfast and it was in Washington. And that was all you were going to say. You didn't say how haunted or to what level or what was in that house or what you thought was in that house.
No.
So when I went in to do the reading, it was, first of all, it was kind of a weird thing to do because you have to tune in. And for me, it takes a lot of effort to be able to tune in. And we're talking 900 some odd miles. So I was like, okay, I don't know what I'm going to tell you. I don't know what's going to happen, but here it is. It felt almost like I was listening to an AM radio with a lot of static. And I really had to work to tune that. Once it was tuned, however, I got like HD AM.
That's awesome. Very nice.
Yeah. So I was able to kind of really focus and tune in. I will tell you, we were on the phone for about an hour.
Actually, we were on this video feed over 2 hours.
Okay. I do remember afterwards that I needed to meditate badly. I needed to disconnect from everything. As a matter of fact, I told Paul and Aaron, the camera guys, all right, don't talk to me for the next hour. Be as quiet as possible. I'm going to go in and put the rice bag on my eyes and lay down and listen to nothingness. And I had to tune out for a little while because it was a pretty heady effort. But I will tell you that the stuff that was in that house was terrifying.
Yeah, terrifying, it was terrifying.
Terrifying and desperate. And boy, I hate to use the word evil. I don't like labels that are so black and white, but oh, wow. That was pure evil.
Yeah.
And I don't say that very often.
No, you don't.
That basement was pure evil.
Ugh. Oh, God, that's
creepy. I'm getting chills just thinking about it.
I know, me too.
We're creeping ourselves out now.
I know, we are totally creeping ourselves out.
We
got
to be really careful not to creep ourselves out.
Yeah, it's very true. Mm-hmm. One of the things that was so striking was, for those who have seen the movie or for those who would like to see the film, you will see Tammy's segment. Of course, I edit it down to a very succinct bullet point section, but it is unbelievably interesting because the same things that you will see me hit on in the documentary psychically about, gosh, this person was here, or this person was there. Tammy comes on and says, whoa, this person was here, that person was there. We didn't confront any of this.
No, absolutely not.
It was just, it's what happened. It was like
I made that joke earlier, Danielle, close the door. No, I mean, when you went into that basement, when you opened that door, it was almost like going one round with my Taekwondo master with no pads or anything.
Oh, God.
And getting whacked right in the stomach with a roundhouse kick. So it, it was terrifying. That basement was just absolutely creepy and gross and terrifying.
Well, it was creepy and gross and terrifying. Uh-huh. And the fact that you, all you did was pick up on this door opening. Uh-huh. And for those of you, we won't do too much spoiler. For those of you that want to go see the film, of course, it's available on DVD at MontgomeryHouseHaunting.com. Or if you're here in Billings, Montana, you can get a copy of the DVD, excuse me, down at Barjon's Books down in Billings. However, one of the things that I felt so striking and important, I was struck by rather, and I felt it was important to have you on this shoot, Tammy, because I have gone on many ghost hunts with you.
Yes.
Because we both founded the Western Pacific Paranormal Alliance. actually used to, the website there, I'm in the process of making a new one there to direct people to.
Sweet.
So, the Western Pacific Paranormal Alliance, you, myself, it's based out of here in Billings, Montana, uh-huh. Paul Milhoff.
Yeah.
People just hanging out, having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And we have gone ghost hunting in many places.
Yes.
And let us talk about this last summer's video shoot for a pilot that I was putting together.
Yes.
And we're going to out Roy here. Roy, of course, my co-host on The Soul.
Yes.
He plays the role of the psych guy. He is mm-hmm. a psych major mm-hmm. on that show. Yet Roy is also a pretty hefty intuitive.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was me, you, and Roy on this pilot shoot.
God, I'd almost forgotten about that.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I'd almost forgot. Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's what happens in TV. You shoot this stuff, you submit it, they're like, take it, pass, whatever.
Yeah, that's what happens to when you hit 40. I'm kidding.
Is that what happens?
Among other things.
Wah, wah. You look fabulous, and so do I for
40-something.
Yes,
you do.
So, girl.
Yeah.
We are our biggest fans, just in case you were curious. Yeah. But with this, people don't know about you, Tammy, that you are also not only a fantastic intuitive based out of Billings, Montana here, but you are also an amazing historian.
Stop.
No, you are. You are, because anytime we've gone to LA, when I used to live down there, when you come visit us down there, we would go to these haunted, you and I would make up haunted Hollywood tours and talk
on
to
our
deceased
own.
People. Tell these guys a little bit about what we did on Hollywood Boulevard down there.
Okay. Hollywood Boulevard is really creepy after about 9 p.m.
Really creepy.
It's really creepy after. It's really, really creepy after midnight. Trust me on this one.
It gets two reallys after midnight.
Yeah, exactly. One of my favorite, I don't know about you, but one of my favorite places on Hollywood Boulevard, of course, is Musso and Frank's.
Yes.
The home of the most awesome martini ever. And if somebody from California is listening, if you could freeze dry one of those things and send it to me, I'd be most grateful. Anyway.
What a great idea.
Anyway, Musso and Frank's is the oldest restaurant in Hollywood, established in 1919. It started, Hollywood Boulevard was a dirt road when that place started. Charlie Chaplin's favorite restaurant, amongst many people who hung out there, Charlie Chaplin's favorite restaurant. Booth number one, as you walk in the front door to the left, I can't talk tonight either. So booth one, that's Charlie's hangout. He likes to hang out there. It was one of his favorite places, and he just loves hanging out there. I've contacted him a couple different times. and I think we had dinner there that night, remember? And
I told you,
Charlie is going to say hi to you. Just wait. You know?
Yeah, you did.
And what happened?
We got a photo taken. It was you, myself, Paul, your husband, Paul Milhoff, Sheena Metal, down in Los Angeles, had a picture taken in this booth. Mm-hmm. And there is this orb, this white orb that's just sitting right down
right between you and me. Yeah.
And it's, you guys, it's not dust or a bug. Okay. God, that gets me upset. Yeah. Yes, that can be dust or a bug. This was not. It was very, very bright.
Yes.
And within the orb itself,
a smiling face.
Yeah. Exactly.
With a very defined smiling face.
Yeah, it wasn't like if I squint sideways and pull my eyelid to the left, it looks like a smiley face.
But do you remember what happened before that? We were eating dinner. And I laughed. I giggled. And you were like, what's wrong? And I said, I'm not going to just repeat to you what Charlie just said.
That's right. Yes.
And you got all of a sudden, bang, right in the forehead. Remember that?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. This happens, interestingly, when, and it's important for folks to note this.
Right.
If you have two people with spiritual gifts and abilities, psychic abilities, and they're together, okay, in the same space, your abilities exponentially get bigger. It's like combining two radio towers. So if there's two of you or three of you or four of you, when I've worked on crime solving teams for law enforcement, there's many of us psychic people, and it's because everybody's availability to their access to their spiritual gifts are better. So when we were together, stuff would happen.
Oh yeah.
I mean, not only at Musso and Frank's, we went right down the way to the Roosevelt Hotel.
The Roosevelt Hotel. Oh, the Roosevelt. We were there many times.
Yes, we were. Yeah.
And there was one time, I can't remember what year it was, because everything just sort of blends into my memory.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah. That's something about being 40-something,
yeah,
I think.
That just, yeah, everything just kind of melts together. Anywho, we were strolling around and there was this party room off to the side of the Orange Blossom Room, which it hasn't been called the Orange Blossom Room in many decades, but to me it will always be the Orange Blossom Room, the location of the first Academy Awards in 1929.
I told you guys, historians, seriously.
I'm just mad for trivia is what it is. The this party room, it was close to Christmas time, so everything was decorated up. And we were walking around and this room was empty. We're walking around and you're like, the party is still going on. And you were talking to this guy. Yeah. And you were like, I can't describe him. He's kind of Clark Gable-ish. Nice tuxedo. Nice. Yeah, Merry. Okay. Yeah, Merry Christmas. And he was like, and he just told me to go screw off.
Yeah. Because a lot of times, and this is what people don't get, especially down in the Hollywood area, that area is a huge vortex.
It is.
Look it up online, the Roosevelt Hotel.
Right in the middle of the Orange Blossom Room is this gigantic cold spot. And my husband, Paul, love you dearly, but you are a skeptic and you know it. Just admit it. Stood in the middle of that room. And he was like, oh, wait, there is, whoa, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he, the minute he stepped away from that center area, and it's a not very big, it may be 4 feet around of that area. The minute he stepped out of there, he's like, oh, okay, I feel all right now.
I remember that. Yeah. Yes.
And he just was like, okay, all right, all right. There may be something to this.
Well,
we
took
pictures there too.
Yeah, we did.
And earlier that day, that was before you and I were hanging out there. Paul and I went there. We went up to the second floor, the mezzanine, and there's a gift shop. And right across from the gift shop is a beautiful dark oak mirror, floor length mirror, or floor to ceiling length mirror. And that was the mirror that hung in Marilyn Monroe's favorite room.
Yes.
And she had a room right off the swimming pool on the addition part of the Roosevelt. It's a very old place. So the original part was built in the 20s and the addition was put on, I think, in the 40s.
It looks like it was 40s architecture.
30s or 40s. And the swimming pool was there. Well, Marilyn lived there at the beginning of her career and she had a suite right off the pool. And this mirror was in that suite. People have said they have seen her in that mirror, or they've seen the image of a blonde woman in the mirror. They're not quite sure it's Marilyn. And you know, a lot of people are just, they don't know what to think of it when they see it. So Paul and I are up there. We're taking pictures. Didn't think anything of it. Went back to the hotel that we were staying at, downloaded the pictures into my computer to empty the memory card. And I blow up this picture and I'm like, what is that thing in the corner?
Of the mirror. What is in the corner of the mirror?
In the corner of the mirror. And Paul's like, it's a reflection. I'm like, no. This is not a reflection. It's glowing. So we blew it up. And all of a sudden, there's a thing. Now, you and I have debated about this.
Yes, we have debated about what in the Dickens this thing could be. Now, we're going to add a little subplot to the story here.
Yes.
One of the times that you and I were investigating at the Roosevelt, we had gone up to the mirror, probably later that trip. And I was feeling the mirror and I could feel a breeze at certain parts of that mirror. You did too. You put your hand, you felt it too, coming out of the mirror.
And like there's no vents anywhere near there.
No, it's just like a stagnant mezzanine deck, basically. And you could feel it as if there was a breeze, a fan blowing out of the mirror. And I put my hand down right where you captured that image. And I said, my God, there's a portal here. There's something blowing through here. So you and I had looked at this image and I looked at it and I'm going to post it on Facebook for people.
Please
post this on Facebook. Please so you guys can go to my Facebook page, Danielle Agnew, E-G-N-E-W. Check this out. It'll be up by tomorrow. This picture Mm-hmm. Describe this thing.
This picture is a picture of the mirror. In the corner, there is a... I call it a poodle. And right, the reason why I call it a poodle is because if it was a showing, if it was Marilyn, she may have been showing us the poodle that she had. She had a poodle late in her life. It was called Moff. It was given to her by Frank Sinatra, short for Mafia. And
well, that's original.
Not making any associations there whatsoever. But it was given to her by Frank Sinatra, this poodle, and it was her baby. And she took it everywhere, much like Paris Hilton takes her little chihuahua everywhere with her now. Marilyn started it. She did it first. She took this poodle everywhere. So this poodle was beloved to her. So I wonder if it is a poodle, if that was Marilyn saying, I'm here. And so's Moth. Check this out.
So is Moth. Now, when you guys look at this photo that I'm going to post, it's this kind of bluish colored apparition-y looking mm-hmm. thing in the corner. And I will tell you, from having been there firsthand, there is nothing in that space that could have absolutely created a not secondary refraction, reflection, anything of that nature would have created this image.
And when we looked at that picture later on, you and I looked at it together. You were looking at it very closely. You noticed something that I didn't notice, that right, like there's at a good angle of reflection in that mirror is an orb in front of the mirror.
Oh, yeah. It's so, a chunky one,
it's
too.
It's a big chunky one. So, and it's just about right there.
It's right up in the front. And this thing, I kept seeing on this mirror, I kept feeling this vortex point and this air come through this vortex. And I actually kept seeing this little troll-looking thing going back and forth out of this vortex. So then you get this picture of this mm-hmm. odd-looking little blue, and the troll-looking thing was kind of blue-colored. Now, actually, I do see poodle. Mm-hmm. I see why it looks like a poodle. Mm-hmm. I was looking at it. It also looks like a weird troll thing in like a weird monkey suit. And I was like, what the hell is that?
It's a troll in a troll suit.
A troll in a troll suit. Not a box troll. A troll suit troll.
Yeah, yeah.
So whatever this thing is, it's clearly there. And one mm-hmm. of the things that I think it's important for listeners to know, Tammy, mm-hmm. is that when you are on an investigation that's paranormal, even if it's mm-hmm. just two friends having fun doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you are a psychic person or an intuitive, mm-hmm. one of the things that you automatically do is debunk everything that you come across.
Absolutely.
People have a very wrong opinion of psychics mm-hmm. or mediums or whatever, thinking that just because we hear the pipes banging in the room, mm-hmm. it's a ghost. Actually, we're mm-hmm. the first people to say, you guys.
No, that's the pipes.
That's the pipes. Yeah, I don't see one dang spirit here.
I'm being intuitive and saying that you're going to need some pipe work done here before your sewer pipe bursts. So I would get that in.
I mean, intuitive saying, put money into your plumber.
Exactly.
Okay? So really, I mean, it's important for people to note that. Mm-hmm. So we were investigating, of course. I'm going to stick that picture up. I'll go find it. Stick it up on Facebook for you guys. Also, not only have we investigated in California, but we've also done investigations here in Billings.
Yes.
And because we are coming up, Tammy, okay, mm-hmm. it's October 22nd, my 1-year anniversary of being back in Billings. Yay. I'm very excited about that.
Thing that ever happened to Billings, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, I love you.
I love
Thank you
too.
It's a magnificent to be back. And you and I have ghost hunted mm-hmm. downtown. Now, mm-hmm. as not only an intuitive, but an historian, I would like you to tell our listeners, especially those who are living here in Billings, mm-hmm. what the heck they can go find that's haunted, because we're coming up on Halloween. So what's downtown here in Billings that's haunted?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, first and foremost, there is the warehouse on the corner of 26th and Montana Avenue, across the street from that Italian restaurant, Ciao Mambo. That warehouse was a grocery store house, okay? So it had the biggest refrigerators in Billings at that time, okay? The story goes that there was a plane crash in Billings, where Veteran Park is, off of Poly. That's where the plane crashed. It was wintertime.
Oh, Lord.
It was snowing. The weather was really crappy, and the plane crashed in that general vicinity. The bodies, there were so many bodies that it overwhelmed the county morgue at that time. Didn't have enough room. So the bodies were taken to that building, and that building today, it's empty. It used to be an antique store, but it's sitting empty at the moment. That building is underneath in the basement, in the fridge. That's where they put the bodies.
Okay, now you guys, here's the deal. We were out walking around, and I did not know this little piece of information.
I didn't either until after I researched it.
Absolutely. And the reason we researched this is because Tammy and I were doing what we do. We were together and decided that we were going to go ghost hunting, of course, because that's what we tend to do when we hang out. That or shopping for makeup. And we saw these entities, these people. They looked to me, this is gross, you guys, but they looked to me to be poached and blue. Just walking right up to a very dirty window and touching it. And I thought, who the hell are all these poached blue people? And you're like, I don't know, but there's sure a lot of them. And that's when you researched that and found that out.
Exactly. Well, it was actually kind of funny. I got a text from my husband, and my husband says, check your email. I'm like, okay. He sent me this link. It's online. You can research this. He sent me this link about this building and about the hauntings that have happened. People say that they have seen a gentleman dressed in a World War II era army uniform.
Whoa.
Walking around this place.
Ooh.
Lights have flickered off and on for no reason whatsoever. Cold spots, of course. You can't have a haunting without cold spots.
Well, no, you can't, actually. It's physically impossible.
It's physically impossible. So. And they also say that things, the lights that hang down, they're fluorescent lights. They're kind of single bulb with the big lampshade over them. Just kind of swing. They don't know why they swing, but from time to time, they'll just swing. So, yeah, that building, haunted.
Way haunted.
Way haunted. Another favorite spot of mine downtown. Is the Babcock Theater.
Oh, the Babcock Theater is magnificently haunted. Oh. Do tell, Tam.
Okay, well, the Babcock Theater, this is the current incarnation is maybe the fourth incarnation of the Babcock. It burned twice.
Ooh.
Yeah. That building has a very checkered history. There's some urban legends around that building. The most famous one is that in the 20s, during the vaudeville era, an actress was having an affair with a director. They came to Billings to do the show. He jilted her for somebody else. And she, being very distraught, went up to the balcony and got a running start and flung herself off the balcony. Plunging off the balcony to her death. Now, that balcony is not very high, but...
She must have head dived, but you are diving into concrete.
You are diving into concrete. So, yeah. So the legend is that you can hear her when the theater is quiet. You can hear her crying.
This is fabulous. We have a caller to share their experiences. Caller, welcome to Sight Unseen with Danielle Agnew. Our guest is intuitive Tammy Melhoff. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, Danielle and Tammy. This is Tammy from Georgia.
Hi, Tammy from Georgia.
Hi.
How are things down south? Tell me,
try not to call in, but it's just so interesting, you know. I just have to call in.
Well, that's fantastic.
And
welcome.
I was enjoying all of your stories, so you don't want to call in and interrupt because they're so interesting.
Well, thank you.
I love listening to your stories. They're great. Sounds like you guys have so much to share. Mm. But, it's hard to get into the Halloween spirit because there's so much weird stuff going around in the world anyway.
Yeah.
But I've been kind of watching ABC Family, 13 Days of Halloween, which is just kind of kiddie-like. Mm-hmm. And then, anyway, I had a story which is kind of about a Ouija board. But
Do tell.
Like something out of a scary movie.
Because
when I was a kid, I found one. I was like a teenager and I was working cleaning rooms and stuff and old houses and stuff. So we had this house that we had to clean up and there was an old bookshelf and it was like old books and there was a game on it. And I'd never even heard of a Ouija board or even seen one. Mm-hmm. And we were cleaning up and I saw this. I just thought it was a game and I'm like, oh, this is cool. Can I have it? And they're like, sure. So I took it home and I'm like playing with it and it actually started moving. I'm like, what the heck? You
creepy.
Know, because I'm not one of those that have ever tapped into any kind of spiritual, you know, and didn't know anything about that kind of thing and stuff. And then it started, you know, I researched a little bit. I think this was really before the internet, you know, basically. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't a whole lot of researching going on like you can do today. But I was playing with it and it would answer questions. And then I found out some were right. Well, eventually it started saying things, which, you know, if you believe in the devil and stuff, but it was like, say, Satan is real and you should worship this and you should do this. You know, then I got scared. I'm like, oh my gosh. And none of my other family members believe me. They didn't believe it would move, and they couldn't get it to work, but I could get it to work.
Okay.
So I didn't know what to do with it. So I ended up giving it to a cousin. I'm like, here, take this. It's a free gift.
So it's a free gift with the devil attached to it.
And I don't even know.
Here, what's that, Tammy?
I'm giving you darkness and evil for Christmas. No, I'm kidding.
What's that, Tammy?
There is really, Tammy, there. Let me tell you something.
I think we lost her.
Oh, no. See, now you joke a little bit about darkness and evil, and it kicks you. It kicks you right off, though. She'll call back.
That dang old Mercury retrograde.
It is. I'll tell you what, that is a Mercury retrograde. I'll tell you what, guys, we're going to see if we can get Tammy back on the horn. Tammy, call back if you're listening. We'd love to have you. We lost your call. Everybody, you are listening, of course, to Sight Unseen. We're going to take a quick break. Coming right back, we're going to be discussing further haunted locations, what difference 1 year can make. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere. Sight Unseen will be right back. Hi, Danielle Agnew here. Some people call me a psychic, others a medium, but at the end of the day, I'm just a person who works with my spiritual abilities with the intention of helping people. Reputable psychics are here to help you, not to convince you that you need them. If you find yourself too dependent on consulting a psychic for answers, it's time to take a step back. No one else but you holds the power to change your life, so trust yourself. For more information on how spiritual abilities work in our everyday life, visit the facts page on my website at DanielleAgnew-advisor.com. Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook.
There's a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years,
and it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on.
Evil is the opposite of light and of God, and I think that can take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Danielle Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
I never believed in ghosts. I always kind of wondered, there's got to be some explanation, you know, until now.
Recent Gallup polls show that 90% of Americans have either experienced some paranormal activity or believe it exists.
You have to be very careful on what you're tampering with.
They're... Shadow passed between the boards and the window. Did you see that?
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
At Rendell Marketing, we understand that your career and your projects are your life. We offer affordable monthly packages to drive traffic to your social media pages, boosting your Twitter followers, Facebook likes, and YouTube views in large numbers. Large numbers play a large part in getting you in front of the people who want what you have to offer. Visit us today at RenvilleMarketing.com. That's R-E-N, V as in Victor, I-L-L-E, marketing.com.
At Soul Sync Body Work in downtown Billings, we're here to unlock your deepest relaxation potential with a combination treatment. Two practitioners at once for the price of one. Licensed massage therapist and Celtic tonal healer Marsha Reichert bathes you in the energy of hot stone massage and vocal tones, while holistic reflexologist Craig Harris relieves the tension in your day with a relaxing foot rub. Call Soul Sync Body Work for your appointment today at 281-0135 or visit soulsyncbodywork.com. And now, back to Sight Unseen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back on this fabulous Wednesday to Sight Unseen. We are celebrating not only the fact that we have an incredible guest, intuitive Tammy Melhoff, with us tonight, who a lot of you may have recognized from Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, my documentary film that I put out a couple years ago. But also, you may recognize her from snips and bits that I've put online out of different TV pilot pieces that I've put together. So before the break, we had a wonderful caller, Tammy from Georgia, And we lost the call, which is unfortunate. She was just getting ramped up into this awesome story about giving a Ouija board to a friend, that kind of a family member that kind of freaked her out. But in during our break, Tammy Milhoff in the studio received a message for you, Tammy, in Georgia. So, Tammy, please tell Tammy the message you received for her.
It's the sisterhood of Tammy's, okay? We are a wide and diverse group. Tammy, you may think that Ouija boards are, if you want to think they're evil, cool, that's fine. But I'm here to tell you that whatever that was that freaked you out was absolutely benevolent. It was trying to contact you for a benevolent reason. And you have nothing to fear. I think, too, maybe that you just got a little bit freaked out by your intuition.
And maybe this is our caller again. We'll take this call. Caller, welcome to Sight Unseen. This is your host, Danielle Agnew, with our guest, intuitive Tammy Milhoff. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Tammy from Georgia. I'm sorry about that. I think I got cut off.
Oh, that's okay.
You know what? Everybody, just so you know, this is the very last. Tomorrow, Mercury goes, direct. This is the last official day of Mercury retrograde. Actually, tomorrow is the official day, but so we're having little technical problems. So, Tammy, I don't know if you heard this wonderful message that Tammy gave to you.
I don't think I did.
Basically, she was saying that this was a benevolent spirit coming through, even though it was frightening, and it was actually attempting to get you in touch with your own abilities.
Yeah. So I don't think
that's interesting. No, I didn't hear that, but there was a spirit that was coming through that was calling itself Zora, and after a while, it kept saying Zora no when there was something demonic coming through, or at least I thought it was. It would say Zora no, Zora no. And what I wanted to say about the finish of the story was go fast forward into the future here, you know, like 38. A neighbor had some very old Ouija boards. I think she had like three or four that she had collected that had been in the family a very, very long time. And I wasn't into that stuff or anything, but she likes to play with them or something. So TJ said she wanted to meet me. So I went over there, my oldest son, and I put my hands on them, and the board would literally lift up off the table and move away from me. And I did that. I thought it was funny. I'm like, y'all, well, look at this.
Yeah. You know, y'all, look, the Ouija boards are dancing.
And yeah, it was literally, I just.
I'm sorry. What? Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, live in Georgia, which is highly psychic. There's a lot of psychic stuff going on in Georgia.
Oh, a lot of ley lines, tons and tons and tons of activity up, a lot of elemental activity in Georgia. Absolutely.
I believe I have elementals probably around my house or in my house.
Well, actually, you do in your backyard area, especially in your backyard area, Tammy. I can clock those little guys from here. And they're not bad. Elementals are God's middle management. They are there to protect nature, vortexes, and portals.
Yep.
You know, so Tammy, let me ask you this.
We've actually, go ahead.
What are you going to do for this Halloween?
Well, I wasn't actually going to do anything, but I want Sean to have a little bit of a Halloween, so we were going to do something, just go up to a little area where we can just let the kids trick-or-treat, just, you know, something that's not dangerous, but
light a candle.
I wasn't planning on really
on Halloween, Tammy, on Halloween, light a candle.
Yeah.
Okay. Light a candle and sit for a little bit just with yourself if you can, and just be quiet and tune in. Just don't focus on anything outside. Just tune into your breath. Tune in and see what happens.
That's in an attempt to really connect with your psychic sense. And I think I understand where in-studio guest Tammy is coming from, Tammy. because, you know, really, we're at a thin ether time. And because of our thin ethers right now, anybody listening right now who has spiritual gifts and abilities, this is a thin ethered time. So if you're experiencing more bumps in the night than usual or more vibes than usual, there's a reason for that. And we talked about that last week on the show also. So Tammy, as you go into your next week, okay, you surround yourself in lots of love, explore your spiritual gifts and talents.
This is a really good time to do that.
It's a great time to do that. It's a lot of fun. And you go forward and have a really safe Halloween out there in the haunted area of Georgia.
Get to Savannah if you can.
My youngest son saw a spirit last night. He said it was a lady with brown hair and white. She just kind of came and looked at him. And he'll see things, you know, but then they disappear. He's actually seen, and I think I told Danielle about this in one of our phone conversations before, is like he would see, he called it the Grim Reaper at my doorway.
That is an elemental. That's an elemental that he's seeing as
I remember you were saying that.
Yeah.
And you said, I don't know why they're showing themselves as that to your son, but...
You know why? Because he's got your same gifts and talents, Tammy, and he's of that age group where when those, when our children, if you're listening and you have children that start reporting, oh, I'm seeing this or that. Obviously, parents, you can tell when your kid's just making something up because they want attention and they don't want to go to bed.
That's right.
You can tell when they're seeing something that you can't quite identify.
Right. Yeah.
My niece does that all the time. Well, she did it when she was four. And she would see my dad and she would talk to my dad and she would tell me things that my dad had said that she didn't know my dad had said. So yeah, kids have that ability. They can touch in that. That's because they are open, very, very open.
Oh kids yeah.
They don't have the restraints and the beliefs that are put on as we grow. They don't have that yet. So
yeah,
they're in touch. They're in tune.
So be in tune this Halloween, Tammy. Thank you so much for calling. It is always awesome to hear you.
Y'all have fun. I'll be listening in.
Fabulous. Thanks, Tammy.
Take care.
See you later.
All right. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. How awesome. I love our callers calling from all over the United States, you
That's
guys.
That's awesome.
Again, if you want to call in and weigh in with your own paranormal experience, our studio line, our live studio line here at mtradio.net is area code 406-545-4496. And I would love to hear, of course, we'd love to hear from any of you in all over the world. If you're calling from out of the country, you need to put a 1 before 406. 1 is the country code for the United States. I would like to add that anybody in Montana, anybody in Billings listening, I'd love for you to call in and talk about your haunted experiences here in Billings. Now, while we're waiting for callers.
Okay.
And I do want to make sure to get this in, Tammy, because you are also the guest on the show, as well as being fantastic and weighing in with our callers. I wanted people to know how diverse you are.
Okay.
And this is important because, you know, we're coming into a time period where people are really addressing their deepest fears. It's 2014, year of illumination. People are having to look at, what did I do in my life this last year, right? And you are a Taekwondo black belt that is currently studying or going for your second degree black belt.
If there is a God, and I do believe there is, I will have my second degree next spring, March.
Which would be amazing.
Yes.
And a lot of times what people don't understand is they may hear, oh, well, there's this Tammy chick and she's awesome and she's been in a movie and she's intuitive and she's a black belt. Please, I would like you to share, if you're comfortable, just a little of your journey about overcoming obstacles.
Okay.
Because people need to know that they can overcome the obstacles in their life. And I tell everybody this because today is October 22nd. It's my it's my 1 year anniversary of being home. A year ago, I was back in Los Angeles where I had spent 11 years. My life in 1 month completely wrapped up. 11 years of career, life, marriage, everything wrapped up in 1 month. And my life was in 2 storage cubes and I was driving back to Montana. And I was not sure what was going to happen with any of that. I knew I had a draw here. And obviously I'm from here. Could have been anywhere. I could have stayed there. Could have moved to Tacoma, Washington, where my other record label is based. I have family out there. And I came here because I was being relocated here. It was a very dark time emotionally, yet I knew that if I just put one foot in front of the other and focused on what was in front of me, things would be better. Obviously, things are much better this year. If you want the whole hairy story, go to my Facebook page, Danielle Agnew, and read about it. But Tammy, I want you to talk to our listeners about overcoming obstacles.
Which obstacle? Because I've had so many. I have spent a lot of time working on that. And it is something that, you know, it's so funny. Obstacles, once you overcome one, you think, oh, I'm done. And then guess what? Something else comes up and something else. And the great thing about that, though, is, as they say, practice makes perfect.
Right.
So the more that you can work on overcoming those obstacles, the better you get at doing it and your coping skills grow. I have had a lot of obstacles. First of all, going into Taekwondo, I was 34 when I started, which is older for some, and especially for martial arts. And I have a bad back, and I am, you know, I have depression, and I have mania, and I have anxiety, and I have fear of just about everything. And I walked into that dojang, and I started doing something that I had never thought, I'd always wanted to try, but never thought I would actually do. So that was my first lesson in courage and having faith in yourself, taking that first step. I rose through the ranks pretty much on average with everybody else. When I got to my black stripe, which was one step below black belt, my mom got sick. And my mom was, I mean, my mom had been sick for a while, but that was really when she got sick. And that was a huge obstacle, because then the depression came back, obviously, because of the situation. And I had to fight and fight and fight. And my mom promised me that she would be with me every step of the way. She was there the night I got my black belt. And one of the stories that I love to tell is one night, my mom passed away 3 years ago now. One night I was at the dojang, and I had, which something that very rarely happens to me at a dojang, is that I had a little bit of a claustrophobic kind of panicky feeling, and I had to stop for a little bit. Thankfully, I have a really good master who understands. And so I kind of bowed out for a little bit. And I remembered watching my mom at my black belt test, because my mom was one of these people, and when she set her mind to something, she was going to do it.
Oh yeah. She was.
She was. And we used to joke, oh, mom, you're such a stubborn Polack. Well, that kind of helped her get through things, but she set her mind. She was going to be there when her baby got her black belt. And I remember that night so clearly. My test was grueling. A black belt test is physically and mentally grueling. It's a 3-week pre-test.
Oh, good heavens.
Followed by your last test. So the last test came, friends and family were there. My mom was there. My brothers and sisters were there. A ton of friends. My mom had been going through a really intense chemo treatment that night. And I was in pain, and I'm screaming here. I'm going to hashtag myself first world problems, because I was having, oh, my back hurt. Oh, my legs hurt. Oh, I'm sore. Oh, and I looked over at my mom, and she was in the throes of an after effect of a chemo treatment she had taken earlier that week. And she had the chills, and she was cramped, and she was cold, and she was doing everything she could to just hold on and stay there. And thinking about this, as I was standing there watching my class after I had bowed out from my panic attack, I need to take one more step, get back on that mat and go for it. Because if my mom could overcome chemo to get to this place and support me, I should honor her and get back on that mat. So I did. And I kept going and I kept going. And for a little while, I pulled away for a little while. And then I started coming back because my life changed. My schedule changed and I was able to get to class a little more regularly.
Right on.
Thank God. And now it's just like, okay, I'm going to overcome it. I'm going to overcome it. A lot of it too was I had to think about why, not so much what was causing me to do these things as why.
Well, and that's exactly it. Why do we do what we do? And this mm-hmm. is why I wanted you to share your story, because I've been hearing from clients all week, well-meaning right. clients, loving clients. Mm-hmm. I am having such a hard time believing mm-hmm. why I should make a change.
Right.
And all I can tell them when I'm reading through their angels is their best options of their future, yet right. they must decide to make the change. And right. I think stories of inspiration and overcoming something difficult, right. like you're saying, why did I stop at these particular points?
Right. Well, you know, it's just like right now, my biggest struggle is food and spending. Those are my two biggest struggles.
Well, welcome to being human and female.
Exactly.
Good God. Come on. Seriously.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Ulta is calling my name. I have to make a visit there really soon. Anyway. but yeah. So I'm beginning to really analyze and think, okay, I'm not eating because I'm hungry. I'm eating because, oh, I'm ticked off at my boss today. I'm not really, Jeff, I promise. I am ticked off at my boss today. So I am going to eat this dang cream puff. As a matter of fact, it's so good. And I'm still mad. I'm going to have another one. I'm upset. I'm sad. I miss my mom. My mom and I used to go shopping together all the time. I'm going to go shopping, spend money. That'll make me feel better. You know, it's not because I needed all the stuff that I bought. It was, I needed my mom.
Yeah.
And so once you start to put these things together, overcoming obstacles, if you could, the hurdle gets smaller and smaller and smaller. Instead of jumping over it, you could just kind of step over it.
Like a little, one of those little tiny, mm-hmm. Witch Hazel steps exactly. from the Bugs Bunny when she would just do the little tiptoes.
Step right over it. You know, and I'm not saying that, just make that change. It's difficult. It's hard to look at yourself. It's hard to analyze what's going on in your life. It's hard to be introspective.
It's hard to be also accountable when you find things that require change.
And this year, one of the things that I have really been working on is owning stuff.
There you go.
I have to own what I've done. I've had to own the good. I've had to own the bad. I've had to own the stuff I don't want to admit to owing.
Now, that's always fun.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's like cleaning gum off the bottom of your shoe.
And you're like,
that
ew.
Sucks.
Yeah. So yeah, it takes a tremendous amount of work. And I think that the other thing that people need to work on, and not just me, we have a caller.
Fabulous. Hopefully somebody calling to share their stories with us. Hi, caller. Welcome to Sight Unseen. I'm your host, Danielle Agnew. We have with us our guest, intuitive Tammy Melhoff, in the studio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Danielle. I'm in Bozeman.
You're in Bozeman.
I love Bozeman.
Right on. Is this Tana?
This is Tana Rose.
Wonderful, Tana. What have you got? What do you got for us today?
My friend Rebecca in Florida had told me. She has a stepson who had just graduated from the police academy in Colorado, and one of his first calls on the force was to an accident as a fatality involving a 2-year-old that had gotten under a 4-wheel drive as he was backing out of the driveway. He was pretty shook up about it and was thinking about leaving the force. And I talked with Rebecca about it a little bit that night and then went to bed. I woke up in the middle of the night with this need to share with her. Apparently he had gone home and meditated and found himself spiritually back at the scene of the accident. And this little boy was standing there on the sidewalk, and he said, "Why are you here?" And then he saw his patrol car pull up and yada yada, and he said, "I'm here for you. You're dead." And the little boy said, "Oh, okay," and then disappeared. Mm. And it was right after you had done that television interview where you talked about how people sometimes get stuck here.
Yes.
When they die unexpectedly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had also read a book recently, Conversations with the Other Side was the title, about how sometimes souls will volunteer to take on a difficult or painful death or something in order to progress or affect a change that would not otherwise be able to happen. And it occurred to me that this little boy had done such a volunteer job. He had basically volunteered to allow his life to be taken so that this young man could realize his gift. He's basically, I guess you'd call him a ghost whisperer.
Well, exactly. So, that's exactly what happens. And Tana, it's important for everybody listening to know that though I can't say that it's within my pay grade to understand why certain souls sign up for certain lessons, mm-hmm. that is the case. Certain souls do sign up for lessons. It's a tragic, tragic thing to lose a child. Very often the souls of the children, when they come in, are literally That soul doesn't need to live 95 years to fulfill their soul journey for that lifetime. They just need to kick off a sequence of events that's going to inspire growth and change in other people. So it's, again, this is above my pay grade. Why all these things happen? Yet it's been my observation, exactly what you mentioned, Tana, that when these children come in, they are setting their death is not in vain. There are many things that they teach us about overcoming difficulties, overcoming hardships, overcoming grief. As you're referencing, this young man realizing that there are mediumship abilities there, and that perhaps what he's doing there is to be able to, as he goes on these calls, to be able to go and assist those who are stuck in that in-between place, which happens. Tana, did you get an opportunity to visit with this individual afterwards and get their take on how they're feeling about this job at this time? Goodness, and I think we did lose Ms. Tana there somewhere. I tell you, this is crazy. The end of our Mercury retrograde is rearing its head, Tana, so we didn't mean to cut you off there.
Sorry. Did you know tomorrow there is not only just Mercury retrograde, there's an eclipse.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Do tell.
You're the astrologer between the two of us.
Well, the pinch hit. You're the pinch hit. Yeah. The pinch hit astrologer, not to offend real astrologers everywhere.
Yes. But there is, not only is Mercury going out of retrograde, well, tomorrow's the last day of it.
Yes.
We are having a partial solar eclipse, and the darkest point here in Billings will be, I believe, about 4:30 tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, it's 4:30 Mountain Time, people. Okay.
Yeah.
4:30 Mountain Time, and solar eclipses are indicative of lunar eclipses, are issues from the inner self, the hidden self that come forward. And that is, if you haven't dealt with your poo, people, during a lunar eclipse, all of your emotional junk is going to hit the ceiling. It's going to hit the fan. It's going to hit the windshield. Solar eclipses is about the introspection of what you have achieved.
See, I told you, people, it's time. It's a good time to get into yourself for a little bit. It's okay. Be selfish. It's all right.
Awesome. It's true. I mean, there's going to be the time to get into the self. Solar eclipse. You heard it first here from Intuitive Tammy Milhoff. Solar eclipse coming up. Actually, before we get too far, and we got about 3 more minutes left in the show, Tammy, I want you to tell people how they can contact you in case they do have questions about eclipses, haunted locations, any psychic advice. Where can they contact you?
Oh, boy. Probably the best way to get a hold of me is through you, is find me on Facebook, and you can find me through Danielle's page because I stalk her. Okay.
And I stalk her back. She's a Scorpio. I'm a Pisces. We go in a circle. It's all good.
And so I'm always there. You can find me on Facebook. That's probably the best way to find me. My last name is convoluted and weird, but it's M-E-H-L-H-A-F-F. So please find me.
Absolutely. So make sure that you find Tammy on Facebook, and you can direct any questions that you have, especially about haunted locations. Come this spring, Tammy, I am planning on putting our ghost hunting group on camera, you, me, and Roy, back together to get some more footage. I've got actually, we're going to retool a ghost show idea that got shopped out to 2 networks last year, and kind of turn that sucker around and bring it around, get her going.
Awesome.
So if you do have questions, especially about what's going on in your life, don't kill her Facebook box, you guys, because I'll tell you, I love when people actually end up contacting me regarding what they're going to be doing for their week. Hey, can you tell me what's going to happen this next week, et cetera, and so on. However, I can't really do readings on Facebook. It's not the right, it's not the right place for it. You know, people are like, I just want to ask you one question. What's going to happen in my life?
Right.
Guys, that's like a half an hour response.
Exactly.
And I love you all, but I am not typing out a half an hour's worth of response on Facebook. So.
But seriously, if you have questions about hauntings, haunted locations, history, whatever, feel free to get in touch with me. I'm happy to help.
Absolutely. Hit her up, guys. This is our guest, Tammy Milhoff. I, of course, am on Facebook at Danielle Agnew. You can find me on Twitter at Danielle Agnew, E-G-N-E-W. Check out my website, which is danielleagnew-advisor.com. Lots of information there for you. Coming up next on The Soul, my co-host Roy Pack and I are going to talk about what makes success happen. What is the difference between dying on the vine and actually getting into the energy of success and bringing it forward? How do you divorce yourself from the idea of failure. Tammy, thank you so much for being on with us today.
Thanks, Danielle.
You betcha. We'll have you back again. Everybody, thanks. This has been Sight Unseen. Looking forward to hearing you and our upcoming show, The Soul. Stick around. We'll be right back.